Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Ezekiel 37, put the nail on verse number 1. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley that was full of bones. Stop there. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full. I believe, now this is my belief, the carrying out was spiritual. His body was not the thing involved, but his spirit man. But I believe that the valley full of dry bones, valley, but his spirit went there. The man said, I was carried out in the spirit, and God took me by the spirit into a valley that was full of dry bones. Valley full of bones. Look at you. You dwell in a family full of dry bones. Your school is full of dry bones. Your region is full of dry bones. When we talk about dry bones, we are talking about a group of people who are not alive. Dry bones. The anointing is gone. When you open your mouth, instead of the word of God coming out of your mouth, smoke is not coming out of your mouth. Church is finished. Everything has collapsed. Emptiness everywhere. Dry bones. There were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Somebody's asking me, pastor, where I am sitting, can I recover? Can I be revived? Can I be restored? The summer is gone. The harvest is gone. I have not recovered. I have waited for many years. No restoration, no recovery. My grandfather told me it will be well. My father told me it is well. I told myself it will be well. Pastor, I have been waiting all these years. Everything around us is dry. And God is now asking you, can these bones live? Can I return to my former self? Can I recover? Can my marriage come back? A young man met me recently. He was holding his son. He brought the son to me. He said, daddy, many, many years ago, you came and preached. Gave me a word. And my marriage was saved. And this is my son. He said, at that time, I had been married for 7 months and the marriage had collapsed. But when you spoke to me, I went back to my wife. She received me. And now there is hope. Can these bones live? They have thrown you away, but you shall recover. You have been rejected, but you shall recover. Somebody said, nothing good can come out of you. Can nothing good come out of Nazareth? I say you come up. The stone that the builders rejected shall become the head of the corner. Come on, scream like your voice is yours and pray. They have called you all kinds of names. Barren, frustrated, wasted, useless, good for nothing. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world. I'm looking at somebody today. My eyeballs are engaged with yours. I have no intention of moving them away because the word I'm about to unleash belongs to you. And I'm here to tell you without any shadow of doubt, it is well with your soul, it is well with your body, it is well with your spirit. Come on, shout a yes and praise God. Can the bones live? God asked Ezekiel that question on purpose. Because some of these people were dead maybe about 50 years ago. Because the Bible said they were very many and they were very dry. Can these bones live? Oh, some of you are looking at yourself, it's impossible. You've suffered that stroke for 6 years. Can you walk again? One day Job asked God a question. He said, will a man live again if he's dead? He himself said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand upon the earth in the last days. I hear Job say, there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again at the scent of water. That water is the water of the word of God. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways higher than your ways. And as the rain descends from heaven and the snow from heaven, and does not return hither, but watereth the earth and causes it to bud, and bring forth fruit, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. I smell the word of God on your life, and by the word of God upon your life, I see you recover. I see you come alive again. Your righteousness is coming again. Your prayer life is coming again. Your study of the word is coming again. Your evangelism is coming again. Your prophecy is coming again. Your prosperity is coming again. Your favor is coming again. Your blessing is coming again. And if I may borrow from the testimony of a man called Samson, I see your hair is growing again. Your hair is growing again. Your hair is growing again. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Pastor, will I ever be the kind of Christian I used to be? Will my husband ever be able to take my hand in hand, and walk with me again? Sarah asked the angel and said, my husband, can I have pleasure? The Bible said in the book of Romans that Sarah's womb was dead. Can these bones live? And the prophet answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. There are some questions. If God asks you, throw it back to him. Don't answer the question, because your answer may be nonsense. Because if you see dry bones like that, all you say is, Lord, is it possible? He said, Lord, thou knowest. Why? Because this man remembered that in Genesis 2:7, God breathed into man. A man became a living soul. This man, Ezekiel, a student of the Bible and a prophet, remembered that when God created man, he formed man out of the dust of the earth. And every scientist will tell you that when you take the human being's body, the elements that are in our body are the same elements that are in the earth. The elements of the earth are the same elements that your body is made of. But man was lying there, breathless, no intellect, no spirit, no soul. And then the Bible said, and God breathed into man the breath of life. And he became a living soul. That word breath of life actually is supposed to be breath of lives, plural. And that is because when God breathed into man, two kinds of life entered him. Soulish life and spiritual life. So God breathed into man, and man became a spirit with a soul. He breathed into man the breaths of life, and man became a living soul. So when God said, can these bones live? He said, Lord God, Adonai Jehovah, it is you that know whether these bones can live or not. Can these bones live? Because God has created man, and he had told man, the Bible said that God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fowls of the air and the fishes of the sea, over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth. In the image of God, in the likeness of God, he created man. Male and female, he made them. And he told them, he said, have dominion. That is after he had breathed into them. Because without God breathing into you, you can never have dominion. And here are people that God had created to exercise dominion. And now they are lying in a valley, and they are full of dry bones. The valley is full of dry bones. All these human beings are lying there and they are dead. And he said, can these bones come alive again? Can they live? The man of God was smart. He said, you know, Lord God, you are the one that knows whether these bones can live again or not. I know someone is asking that question. Strangely, this question was not asked by man. Usually it is men that ask the questions, but God was asking the prophet the question. And I can imagine that it is like the question when Jesus asked, from whence shall we get bread that these may eat? And the Bible said he asked them this question to test them, but himself, he knew what he would do. I'm sure God was just testing the man Ezekiel. Can these bones live? The man of God said, Lord God, you know. He said, okay. Now, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God's voice is the only thing non-living things can hear. I said God's voice is the only thing non-living things can hear. I say to your shop, I say to your body, I say to your bank account, I say to your ministry, I say to your life, I say to the soil of the Upper East region and the soil of wherever you come from, I say to the heavenlies of whichever region you come from and to Ghana and Africa, we say to the heavenlies, say, all ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, upon these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. Any dead thing you have, may it come alive. I said, listen, stop trying, stop crying, stop prying. Those are three words: trying, crying, and prying. Trying to do something. Stop all the confusion, you are confusing yourself. Stop all the trying, all the effort. God didn't tell the man of God, go and start assembling these bones. Because there were so many. Where was he going to start from? How will he locate a bone and find the equivalent and find the neighbor? How will he know that if I take this leg, I must look for that tie? It's impossible. Some of you, how to gather your life together is impossible. Stop trying. Stop crying. Stop praying. Just prophesy. Just prophesy. Just prophesy. Just prophesy. Thus saith the Lord, unto these bones I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Anything you have that is dead, any business that is dead, any ministry that is dead, any body that is dead, any womb that is dead, any brain that is dead, any life that is dead, any marriage that is dead, anything in your life that is dead, thus saith the Lord, I will cause life and breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Come on, shout yes and praise. Prophet, stop trying and prophesy. Speak over your marriage. I speak to this marriage. I speak to my ministry. I speak to my business. I speak to my body. Speak to your body. For he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Oh, if you speak to your heart, it will hear. You speak to your bone, it will hear. You speak to your marrow, it will hear. You speak to your skin, it will hear. You speak to your house, it will hear. Tell that empty house, chairs are coming into you, cabinets are coming into you. I see a television in this house. I see a fully fitted kitchen in this house. I prophesy to your environment. Talk to your farm, and others shall come out of the farm in the name of Jesus Christ. Talk to your wife, she will change. prophesy on your wife. When your wife is lying down and she's fast asleep, and your husband is lying down and he's fast asleep, don't try to change your husband. 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 Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Stretch forth your hand over the man when he's asleep and prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Stop nagging and prophesy. Stop quarreling and prophesy. Stop fighting and prophesy. Stop trying to convince them and prophesy. You cannot convince yourself. That is the same way you cannot convince somebody. God must speak to them. God must raise them up. Stop trying. Stop crying. Stop crying and prophesy. I see someone prophesy. Speak to something, it will change. But you stand here. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Stand here. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Right here, from the desert pastures around the whole world. If you are following us online, if you are listening to a tape, if you are watching a video, if you are listening to audio, if you are listening by computer, wherever you are in the world, in Canada, in America, in Great Britain, in Jamaica, in Bolivia, wherever you are, in Chile, Australia, under the sound of my voice right now, I speak into your life, I speak to your house, I speak to your ministry, I speak to your environment, I speak to the heavens over your head, and I speak to the earth under your feet. I prophesy, I prophesy, I prophesy. We have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. All night we have tried our best. All night we have used the best fishing hooks, and we have used all the guns we can use on the sea. We have used all the best boats. All night we have used all the nets we could find. But we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I prophesy on somebody's life, and you prophesy on your life. Let everything that is dead come alive. And I see Jesus of Nazareth, Son of the living God. I see Jesus standing at the tomb of Lazarus, and he told the people, he said, roll away the stone. And they said, what will happen? This man has been dead for 4 days. Even you yourself, when you die in 3 days, you must rise from the dead. But this Lazarus, the guy has exceeded the 3 days. The man has been dead for 4 days. And by now, Lazarus is thinking. Jesus said, I don't care whether he's thinking or not. Roll away the stone. And when they rolled away the stone, I hear Messiah. No struggle, no confusion. I hear the voice of the Messiah. Thunder in the heavens. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus rose from the dead and came out of the tomb. And he said, loose him and let him go. I prophesy upon your life. I prophesy to your business. I prophesy to your family. I prophesy to your marriage. I prophesy to your ministry. I prophesy on your life. Come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive. Come and scream like your voice is yours and pray. As I was commanded, stop prophesying your own words. Oh, mewu, I hear what the end is here. Hey, this thing will never work. Nonsense, shut up. I said, nonsense, shut up. It will never work. I said, nonsense, shut up. I said, shut your mouth up. If you have nothing to say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord God Almighty. Come on, scream like a voice. So I prophesied not according to my mind, not according to my feeling, not according to my environment, but I prophesied as I was commanded. I prophesied, and there was a noise and a shaking, and bone came together. Bone took his bone. I prophesied right now. Business is coming together with business. House is coming together with house. Ministry is coming together with ministry. Anointing is coming together with anointing. Bone coming together. The bone. So I prophesied according as I was commanded. Our problem is this. Many people are not prophesying what they have been commanded. So I prophesy, 5 years from now, there will be no single idol standing in front of a single house in the Upper East region. I prophesy, I decree it, whatsoever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever is loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I prophesy, it is well with your house. I prophesy, you are healed. I prophesy, you are delivered. I prophesy, you are righteous, you are clean, you are holy, you are pure. I prophesy, you are blessed. I prophesy as I am commanded. Life is entering you right now. Sinews are coming upon you. Flesh is coming upon you. Skin is coming upon you. Come on, shout it! So, can these bones live? I thought, baby, God himself should speak. He said, no, I want to honor you. You prophesy. What he's saying is, everybody knows that I, God, when I speak, these bones will come alive. But because I made you in my image, and because I made you in my likeness, to have dominion, right now, I delegate to you the power to wake up these bones. Right now, God has delegated the power to you to heal the land, cast out devils, raise the dead, change things, restore things. Receive that power, receive that anointing, receive that grace, and command as you are commanded. Prophesy as you are commanded. Speak as you are commanded. Thou knowest. He said, I know, but you do. I have the knowing, you perform. Is that Ezekiel? Ezekiel, why should I actually move you that? He said, Eradi, Michel Biache, or see there you prophesy and see. Hey, my friend, you are about to see a movie. Oh. She, when me, Ebehum Bibi. So he said, prophesy to the four winds, north, south, east, west. Because God knew, and I'm sure this prophet knew, just as Job also knew. Job said something. Job 32 verse 8. Job 32 8. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. That word inspiration is the Hebrew word neshama, and it means breath, blast, a puff. That word inspiration means to breathe. The equivalent of this scripture is chapter 33, verse 4. the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. So when God told the prophet, prophesy, he knew that words carry breath and they carry life. He spoke to the north, south, east, and west, and wind began to gather. Go back to Ezekiel. I spoke, I prophesied as I was commanded, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bone to his bone. Let me ask you a question. There is some kind of noise. Sometimes it is gossip, rumor mongering, confusion. You hear, and there are times you listen to all the noise and think that is the end of your life. But the noise is a signal. It is a sign that a coming together is coming. There was a shaking and a noise, and I like this one, and boom, came together. Boom. You can never find a true friend. Prophesy, and God will bring the bones together. God is the one who will bring you a friend. You can never get a friend by application. Verse 8. And when I beheld, when I was watching the moon, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9. And he said unto me, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. But you see, I want to tell you something. There is no way they could have stood if bone did not find bone. You see, somebody's leg had to find the thigh, and the thigh had to find the hip, and bones have no eyes. How did they find? Hey, Ezekiel Ohuniama. He saw one bone passing through other bones. That's why there was a noise. Like a snake. They saw somebody's head rolling like alokoto. They said, where are you going? He said, I'm looking for the shoulder. Can you imagine? Shoulders coming from under all the bones come up and it's moving. And they say, where are you going? I'm looking for the arms. There is somebody somewhere, a businessman, a pastor, a wife, a husband, somebody who must come into your life. A bone that must find your bone. Adam said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Wherever that partner, business partner, ministry partner, family partner, wherever they are, I say to the north, south, east, west, I command the north give up, and the south give up, and the east give up, and the west give up. I prophesy as I am commanded. Let the bone find you. Let the bone find you. Find that bone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I prophesy. There is a certain bone. Until it finds your bone, you can never stand. Any business you have, your body, may the breath of God enter you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Without him, you can do nothing. Except the inspiration of the Almighty give you understanding, you will have no understanding. And I prophesy, breath of God entered. And they rose up. An exceeding great army. Receive the breath of God. Stand to your feet, everybody. God knows how to bring the bone together. Somebody must show up. There is this person who must come and take hold of your hand. There is this person who must bring what they have in life to join what you have. Come on, pray. Speak to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.